Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Sunday, February 2nd. It's about 7:45 in the evening. I'm driving out to my mom's place to have a quick cup of coffee with her. Perhaps a cup of tea, because I think as the day progressed today, I must have had 7 cups of coffee. We woke up rather late because we had a bit of a wing ding for my birthday on Saturday evening. So all the guests left by about 11, but it must have been around 11:30 or so. And I finally hit the sack at maybe midnight, woke up, tried to get some work done, but I don't know, things just weren't flowing for me on a Sunday morning. My mind wasn't on track. We made some coffee in the morning, and then later on in the afternoon, my wife asked me if I wanted to make another pot of coffee. I said, sure, and then we were invited over to some friends for some coffee. We came home, I think I had another cup warmed coffee, and then we were invited again out to some other friends for coffee, and so I'm all coffeed out. I'm like shaken now because of all the coffee I've had. So the second day of February, so it's the second February, and I must admit I really wasn't listening to the audio booze. The only one I caught was half of one by SM2N, because my wife, who had just run an errand, picked me up, and then we went over to our other friends for, that cup of coffee thing. And I was right in the midst of listening to one, and I never did finish listening to it. So I think after having started listening to Simon's and then hearing part of Sassy Cat's as well, it has something to do with weather. So whether or not you want me to talk about it, let's talk about the weather. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist, eh? Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, here's the weather. Have you ever heard a weatherman say that? That would be interesting. If I was a weatherman, that's how I would start every single one of my weather forecasts. I'd probably get fired after 2 weeks. Anyway, joking aside, the weather. I think the question was, would you rather a cold winter or a wet winter? Well, I asked my wife that question, and she definitely said a cold or colder winter, because we have had our fair share of very strange weather patterns here in the Montreal area of this winter. Winter came on quite quickly, actually, this year. I remember back in November figuring I had maybe another month, almost a month of scooter riding before the snow fell. And in fact, it got rather cold rather quickly, and we did get snow pretty early. So that kind of, you know, we definitely had a white Christmas, that's for sure. And it put the kibosh on my scooter riding early in the season. January came, and it was really weird. The 10th of January, it was 12 degrees in Montreal and raining. And then we went into this new thing called the polar vortex. I don't even know where that came from. To be honest with you, I think scientists, or not scientists, meteorologists and the media invent words and invent trends and phrases because just to get people on board. But this supposed polar vortex sounds really scientific, doesn't it? All it is, and as I've explained in the past, there is a jet stream that travels around 500 or so kilometers an hour around the Earth. And this jet stream meanders like a meandering river. And it forms basically troughs. peaks and troughs in its passage around the globe. Depending on how these peaks and troughs fall, well, it's going to pull colder air down from the north further south into, say, in our case, southern Quebec, also southern Ontario. And the opposite is true as well. When we have the peak, so that Quebec finds itself in the peak side of the of this jet stream, well, it brings the warmer, moist air up from the Gulf of Mexico and pulls it up towards southern Ontario and southern Quebec. Hence why we got the warm weather in January, and then takes about a week sometimes for the troughs and the peaks to make their way over a specific part of the country. So all of a sudden, we got this really long, very long spell of very cold air descend over the Montreal area. We're talking, and I'm sure you've heard some of my audio boos in the morning, of temperatures of around minus 25 to even minus 29 degrees Celsius, as witnessed by the temperature gauge in my car. It is a very balmy minus 2 right now, and this is wonderful weather, and I wish it was always like this. But unfortunately, when it gets these temperatures, it's because the jet streams move so that that warmer, moist air comes up from the Gulf of Mexico, and guess what it does? It hits the cold air from the leading sort of high-pressure area that would be the trough of the jet stream just before it reaches Quebec. So it's still over, say, the prairie provinces. Well, when that moist air hits that cold air, it just starts dumping snow. And we can get very copious amounts of snow. We haven't this year in Montreal. It's actually been quite a small winter in terms of snow, but very cold winter. And I think I would prefer somewhere in between. So not incredibly cold, but not incredibly wet or rainy either. Just somewhere in between where we get a nice amount of snow. Now, normally, Montreal gets between 300... Now, listen carefully. Between 300 and 320 centimeters of snow. That's 10 feet, folks, roughly. So we get about 10 feet of snow on a good winter in the Montreal area. Montreal has been known to have the highest budget of snow removal on the planet, and we no longer have that, or at least I haven't witnessed a really good winter in Montreal for quite a long time. It's been several years. We do have them. We had one in particular that we didn't even know where to put the snow anymore. We had such huge snow mounds where the trucks, they go around with these huge snow blowers, put the snow in these trucks, and then truck the snow out to these depots, basically giant parking lots, where they will dump the snow, and then these bulldozers will push the snow up into mountains, literally huge mountains that sometimes stick around right till the end of May. And I've seen one instance, in one particularly bad year, the snow stuck around till the beginning of June. Imagine that. So, yeah, I guess to answer that question, I would prefer a moderate winter, but with lots of snow, not rain, and with not too cold the temperatures. There. So that was my February number 2. Let's hope I can actually do February number 3 tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.